Welcome back to another episode of the Dark Realm Podcast. My name's Matt.
And my name is Jared.
And Kyle escaped this time.
Yeah. I thought that he was trustworthy. Apparently not.
He went right for my Achilles tendon.
It was everywhere. It was so gory. Luckily, I give these guys a good medical plan.
Yes.
I may be a captor, but I'm at least nice.
Yeah, he's a benevolent overlord.
So, you know what that means, because I feel like all of our loyal fans that have been listening to this, we know that if somebody's out,
yeah,
I don't do research.
Yeah, we just hang out without them.
Yeah, exactly. So it's movie day. Do you know what it is? It's literally substitute teacher day.
It really is.
It's grade school when the TV got wheeled in on the cart.
Oh, God, that was the best.
That's what happens every single time someone's out.
Yeah.
I just realized that that's kind of, we've taken that grade school mentality and brought it into our business.
Yeah, now we need an overhead projector.
Oh, I gotta figure out a way to make that work as a business expense. all of our presentations, every single thing that we're working on,
just on those transparent slides,
just gonna be on transparent with the slides.
Vis-a-vis markers,
we're gonna have such a huge overhead for expo markers.
Or was it vis-a-vis?
I think it was vis-a-vis. I think that's what it is. We're going to have such a huge overhead on those markers, though, because they get lost like nobody's business.
Yeah, absolutely.
They just disappear instantly.
Speaking of people who get lost and disappear.
Instantly.
We're watching a sci-fi movie today. Well, I mean, we already did.
Yeah.
But it was 2020's Breach with Bruce Willis.
Also known as Anti-Life. Yeah. Some of you might have seen it as that.
Yeah, it looks like it was.
There's not a lot of information about this movie.
It kind of seems like it's a secret.
Yeah, it is Hollywood's best kept secret. Anything about this movie.
I think just right off the bat, we normally say, like, I'm not going to rate it, but this might have been one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
In my life. I agree with that.
I will say, like, if you're drunk and you watch a movie, I bet this movie's probably great.
Probably, yeah. You need to be in some sort of altered state, a heavily altered state.
But to put numbers to that, this movie made $38,000 and change.
Globally.
Internationally. It was not released in the movies in America. It was released like a month before prime COVID hit.
Yeah, they definitely did not think. When they were like,
well, they said they filmed it at the end of or during 2019. Yeah,
which is when COVID was hitting.
Yeah, we didn't know yet.
It's true, especially in America. We're like, that's other countries' problems at that point.
Yeah.
It released in December of 2020.
Yeah. Like,
when did the lockdown start?
Oh wait. Oh no, you're right. It was in it.
Yeah, like lockdown we were already in that
March.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we were deep into the lockdown at that point.
That's why they didn't release it in theaters.
Yeah.
But it made $500,000 in DVD sales afterwards. Yeah. That's
we tried our hardest. Like we went in every nook and cranny that me and Matt know how to search for information about movies. Every single search thing that we can possibly do to try to find the budget.
Yeah, I can't find it.
It doesn't exist.
They hid the budget for this movie. It's a secret.
But Matt did do some digging, and he did find what Bruce Willis's income is.
Oh.
Or at least was while he was a working actor.
What did we say? It was like
$20 million a movie.
A movie or $1 million a day.
Yeah, or $1 million a day.
Yeah.
And he usually only does one or two days if he does that.
Yeah.
So Bruce Willis is in this movie, hence why we're bringing this up. So that means that bare minimum, it's $1 million. If they filmed every single scene, which he's in a lot of them, every single scene in a day.
Yeah.
I think that that's...
One of the reviews on IMDb for this movie says 1 out of 10, did Bruce Willis have to pay his taxes? I guess so. We should talk about the movie and not just make fun of it. And it's hiding its budget.
Oh, we will make fun of it. Don't worry.
So what? It's it, what year was it? It was like 22 something.
2252, I think, is what it was.
Technology has not gotten any better, except we have crazy spaceships.
We have insane spaceships, and technology has taken a step backwards in a lot of respects. Well, the amount of analog devices on this spaceship.
Except for the cryosleep pods, which weren't cold.
Not at all. They were gas chambers.
They spritzed you with a little bit of gas.
They were gas chambers.
They literally, though, they flooded it with gas. You fell asleep in a couple seconds, and then you woke up instantly, just fine.
Instantly fine. No sort of grogginess. Nope. Your legs weren't sore. No atrophied. Nothing.
But so there's like some kind of plague on Earth in the 2020s or 22 aughts.
Yeah.
And there's like a loudspeaker playing. It's like, there's a plague, and this is the last ship leaving for New Earth.
Yeah, you know, as they do. They're like, everybody's dying. This is the last ship. Stop rioting, please.
Yeah, come on, please.
Accept your fate.
Settle down, simmer down.
We knew this movie was going to be bad from the first 30 seconds of the movie when it stopped being just like random clips being shown. And it panned over and it said, what was it? Long live to the rebellion.
Long live to the rebellion.
I had to rewind it twice. Because I read it, went, what? Rewound
that's
it.
That's not
went,
a sentence.
That's what that says. That's kept going sentence. And I went, you know what? Maybe it said long life to the rebellion. And I rewound it again and nope, long live to the rebellion.
The other thing that made us laugh is it's from Almost Never Films. And this was almost never a film.
Exactly. It was foreboding off of the production company.
I definitely appreciate it for accepting that it is a horror movie in the science fiction genre, because for a while people didn't agree that that was a category.
Oh, yeah. This is very like a la like Alien.
Yeah.
It shares some of the same vein.
It's like if you took the flamethrowers from The Thing, put, I don't know what the people are from, some drunk hillbilly town.
Is there a space movie that involves prisoners? Because they, even though I think they were all supposed to be military.
I mean, Alien 3.
I'm pretty sure they were all prisoners.
Alien 3 was a prison colony.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, so they do the old extract off the planet, right? And then they like riot instantly.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're like, no more ships.
It's following one girl in particular. And a guy in a beanie.
And she's like, stick with the plan, Noah.
And they immediately get separated. And the plan is done. She gets put onto the ship. The moment her feet touch ramp, they're like, shoot everybody else that follows. And they just start indiscriminately firing into the people trying to get on this ship. Immediately.
Yeah. Okay, so we find out right as she gets on the ship that she's the admiral's daughter.
Yeah, is my date with the admiral's daughter.
And Noah, we didn't mention she's pregnant.
She's pregnant.
And Noah is the baby daddy.
Yeah, but he can't let anybody know he's the baby daddy.
Yeah, because he's a stowaway. And
he's a loser, yeah. I think is kind of the thing.
Literally, okay, so Thomas Jane plays the admiral.
Yeah,
and
admiral whatever his name is.
He instantly thinks the guy is the baby daddy, and they're like, no, it's not him. And he
just helped me get onto the ship, and he's like, thanks.
He like
loser.
Puts his gun away. Didn't he pulled a gun on him in the first scene? In like, he threatened to?
He threatened. He was like,
oh, the dead man walking. That's what he called him
a dead man walking. Yeah.
Then later on, when it's like eventually confirmed, he pulls a gun on him again during a freaking monster fight.
Yeah, during an alien invasion, he's like, you know what I should do? I should intimidate the guy who had sex with my daughter.
To be fair. It's not an invasion.
True.
This is a terrorist infestation. We get a little bit of world building that like some people that like they don't point to any certain religion. They're just like religious people and they're gods.
But it seems very religious-y.
Yeah. They think that the fact that that plague was on Earth, that people had their chance and it was done. Like it was the end times.
Earth was humanity's only chance.
Yeah.
We fucked it up. We don't get to go to a new planet and try to fuck that one up.
Yeah.
You get one shot at the planet you got. God exists and he is above this planet.
Yeah.
And no, this planet only.
No save scumming. You gotta die and re-roll your character.
Exactly. So they weren't having that. So they terrorismed this plane with goo.
Which, I'm going to be honest, I forgot about that until everything happened. Because there's that one scene, you see like a faceless person. You know, they're not faceless, in but you can't hoodie. See their face.
Guy in hoodie.
He puts like a thermos on the wall full of like venom goop.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of vague things in this movie where you're kind of like,
this whole thing was that? Vaguely a movie.
Yeah. Yeah. It was interesting.
I can't believe it's got 2.5 stars on Amazon.
Yeah. 2.9 actually. It's closer to 3.
It is included with Prime. You know, you want to watch it. Feel free to remember. So Mr. Stowaway, once he gets on the ship, we find out he's a janitor.
Yeah.
Right.
He's using forged papers.
That's right. I think that's what she handed him in the beginning when she said stick to the plan.
Maybe that's what it was.
She did hand him a piece of paper.
Yeah. Like they couldn't check that against this. Like he hands them physical paper. Because once again, we have moved forward 200 years.
But all of our intercoms are analog.
Everything's analog. We still have paper. There's still freaking Polaroids printed out.
Why are there intercoms if people can hologram around the ship?
Oh yeah, because we found out about that later though.
No, well, I mean, we saw it when like in the montage when people were like doing okay, so there's a scene where there's like people walking up and down like different areas of the ship with clipboards, but some of the people are holograms. How the fuck are you doing an inspection as a hologram?
Insinuating you can see through your hologram's eyes? Or my alternate theory is they didn't feel like doing work, so they hologrammed from their room.
They were just faking it.
To make it seem like they were working, like nobody would be like, hey, you can't see through your hologram.
Technically you couldn't. None of the holograms were translucent.
That's true. We have to comment on the CG. They never explained that.
We're getting all out of order because the holograms make us upset.
They do. These holograms are magical. Nothing projects them.
Yeah.
And they're seemingly not tied to what the person that they are a hologram of is doing.
And sometimes it's just a head and sometimes it's a full body.
And sometimes the head moves and like it cuts off. I don't know if you noticed that. There was definitely a masking error.
When
it was just a floating head, he moved and part of his head disappeared.
Oh, that's funny.
And I was like, oh my God, that wouldn't happen. That wouldn't happen if this was a hologram. It can move as much as it wants. But he moved off the green screen a little bit, and now it's ruined.
That's so good.
The CGI in this movie was really bad.
It was so bad.
It was amongst the worst I've ever seen. So what
was
it?
There were some lasers. There was the
muzzle flashes that looked pasted on.
Muzzle flashes.
On.
There was the punching of the door that was bowing the metal.
And oh, yeah.
There was the, did I say flamethrower?
Flamethrower, yeah. The flamethrower that was, once again, it looked like elements were just placed over top. There was no trying to make it look, there was no smoke with the muzzle flashes.
No.
It was just a flash.
Yeah, it's called muzzle flash, not muzzle smoke.
There was no smoke coming off of the flamethrower.
Yeah. But so the bulk of this cast was the janitors, though. Like after the old little, you know, there was a speech, there was the separation. Yeah. Everybody gets on the ship.
There's janitors. There's
the jags.
The jags. Your jag officers.
What the fuck does that mean?
Justice administration genius.
I just thought it meant jag off.
I think it's like kind of like the show Jag.
Yeah, I don't know what that means either.
It was justice something something.
Oh.
Yeah.
I learned a thing.
Because Jag was actually just a courtroom drama show. Because Jag is the judicial branch of the military.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, but I don't think that's what it is. They used a lot of terms in this movie
like Blue Falcon.
That were correct. Like they exist in the world, yeah, but they didn't use them correctly. So they probably were just like Jag is a term.
Yeah.
A Jag officer is a thing. Not thinking that these people definitely aren't fucking lawyers. So, you know, They just used it.
Does the term jag off come from a jag officer?
I doubt it.
Or is it just a nicer way of saying jack off?
I think it's just a nicer way of saying jack off. But yeah, Blue Falcon was also used.
Someone who screws over people.
Yeah, we had to research that Blue Falcon is a military term. Any of our military listeners probably know this. And by probably know this, I mean hope know this because it's on the internet. That if you screw over your fellow soldiers in any way, usually but not always for personal gain, it's called Blue Falcon. The etymology of the word is because it shares the same initials as buddy fucker.
Love that.
That was in the definition. But they made it a verb, and they made it that he got Blue Falconed. He did do a Blue Falcon. He did fuck over his fellow soldiers by choosing not to kill innocent people. Shoot
civilians.
Yeah, he didn't want to shoot civilians, so he did Blue Falcon his fellow soldiers. But I guess you don't get Blue Falconed down.
I feel like you do, but like that happens to you.
Unless he got demoted, thus screwing over his fellow soldiers. Maybe that's how it works.
I'm not even going to pretend to understand that.
I don't know. There was levels to this movie that the more you think about this movie, the more it makes less sense.
Yeah. The less you turn your brain on, the more stars you'll give it.
Yeah. Yeah. This movie can possibly get 4 stars if you don't think about it.
Yeah. And if you're on like mushrooms.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. If you're on mushrooms, you'd be like, this movie's great.
Did I ever tell you about the time I beat the end of the first Dead Space game on mushrooms?
I cannot even begin to fathom what that would be like.
I got to the one part where you have to fight the mini boss in the hydroponics section of the station. Mm-hmm. And the person on the radio came in and they were like, Isaac, there's a disturbance in the hydroponics station. And I just screamed, not the hydroponics. And I just ran and didn't listen to anything. And after I beat the game, I said to my friends, wow, that game was really scary. The last hour of that game was crazy. And they were like, you were here for 3 hours. It wasn't 1 hour. I was like, oh, man. Well, it was scary.
It was scary however long I was here.
I also hid in a bathroom for like 5 minutes.
Honestly, so did this movie. This movie took place in a bathroom for like 5 or 10 minutes.
There was at least 5 minutes of bathroom content.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's finally talk about the monsters. Our very first guy gets like
out of a monster.
This like slug leech comes out of the thermos that was stuck on the wall.
It's kind of like Slither meets Venom.
Yeah. Like a single Slither.
Yeah.
Because the first one wasn't black. It was like worm colored.
Yeah. It was maybe like a brownish kind of viscous looking color.
Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. If I hit a hot dog in your beer, would you drink it without noticing? Because this thing,
would it arouse only the slightest bit of suspicion? Like, huh? Was that all liquid?
Would you call like, was it appropriate to say that this worm was hot dog sized?
Oh yeah. Yeah, this was at least a 4-inch worm.
Yeah, like I'm not saying like a foot long here, but like this thing was like a ballpark Frank.
Like an average male in the United States is penis size, possibly.
Is that the other show? You researched this more?
Maybe.
He just drinks it.
Yeah,
he doesn't even notice. There's not even a moment where he's like, that was weird. I don't remember my beer being so thick and viscous.
And cylindrical.
Trying to wrap my mind around it. The only thing I can think
is that this man has had many things go down his throat.
So maybe this worm, right? They say later that it's like it kills things. That's what it does.
Yeah.
And assimilates them into its mass, kind of like a necromorph.
Yeah.
Maybe it like elongated itself and like literally slipped down, but then you'd feel like a noodle going down your throat.
Yeah, like it's like it would have to navigate around your gag reflex perfectly.
Just give a little tickle.
To not feel anything.
Just give a little tickle.
Yeah.
Tickle, tickle, tickle.
I mean, unless I don't know. Like he had to have known. I mean, maybe it shrunk down and like condensed into like a little bead,
like a pill,
and then he was like, ew, was there dirt or something? Did a rock get into my beer? Is this boba beer? Like, maybe.
Yeah, I really thought, like, when we watched him take a big old swig, I just thought he was going to have a worm in his mouth.
Yeah. But and I thought it was going to crawl in. Like, it was going to be like,
or like forcefully.
Yeah, and but no.
Just, nope, he just drank it.
He just relaxes the throat and takes it all.
Tilt your head back and relax your throat hole. When was the last time you watched Little Nicky?
I was actually going to watch it not too long ago because I was like, I want to see if it holds up.
Yeah.
Does it hold up?
I don't know. Last time I watched it was probably like 7 years ago.
Okay, yeah. So we're at around the same time length then at that point.
I just always go, Tithead, go with my father. There's just so many lines from that movie I like to just randomly say, mostly to my brother.
Yeah, that's a great one.
But so Worm Guts goes to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And then he starts having like with the guy
from Tears of the Sun.
Oh,
which
yeah,
is crazy that him and right. Bruce Willis are in another movie together.
I don't. Yeah. Do you think Bruce Willis knew?
He probably invited him. He's like, can I bring my friend?
I just meant like he seems like he might have actually been drunk in this movie.
Oh, OK. Yeah, I do want to state that everyone was really fucking mean this whole movie.
It's very funny.
Really drunk.
The first time we see Bruce Willis meet that one guy, he just punched him out and then they laughed. And he patted him on the shoulder.
Yeah. And he was mean to Noah for no reason. For sitting.
In his chair.
You know, because they have assigned seats in this thing that apparently had a training. There was training for it, but not training.
Well, there wasn't training because he was a stowaway.
Yeah. Yeah. But like, why'd he punch that guy then?
Oh, because they knew each other. As a casual greeting was between
it,
friends.
So it was solitary training? They didn't train together? Didn't meet each other beforehand?
Oh, man, maybe there was groups?
That's the only thing that could make sense.
So they did mention there was other ships. This was the last ship?
Yeah, there was 51 or 52 other ships. I think that's what it said. Because this one had 30,000 people on it. Right.
Okay, so we should actually do some quick math here. They said when they were going through the slipstream that halfway, time had moved like
30 years. Yeah.
So if they were the last ship to go, the first ship leaves, and while they're quantum jumping in, doesn't that mean all the other ships leave too?
Yeah. That means that technically there's a line where they're all really fucking close together.
Okay, so then the first ship gets to the planet. And continues colonizing. And then each next ship, it's like a jump in time.
I don't know. I don't know how the dilation actually works.
I don't think they do either.
Because you would all be getting there at almost the exact same time.
So that was my first thought.
Because you would come out of it. But, and by the time you came out of it, other people would have to be... Because you'd have to launch them back to back to back to back to back to back. You wouldn't be able to wait for the next person to get there.
Yeah, but in the time that they leave the quantum stream, while they're still in it, time is still moving accelerated for that first group.
I guess.
So yeah. I think the time in between each ship would actually get exponentially longer.
Huh.
Or maybe not exponentially, but like cumulatively.
Maybe. I don't know, because it doesn't... Okay. Pseudoscience is what this is.
Oh, well, so yeah, it's magic science.
It's definitely doing a time dilation bubble.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's stretching space... it's stretching space towards it in front and then expanding it behind to be able to move faster than the speed of light. I've looked into this. Check out Void Madness TTRPG. Follow it. Voidmadness.com. I've done a lot of research into this to make faster than light travel make sense. So that's what it's doing. It's dilating space.
Okay.
So it's pulling it in front of it and pushing it behind it. And that bubble that goes around it is what makes you avoid the time dilation and the paradox that goes with that.
Yeah.
Okay, so behind it, time is accelerating. And in front of you, time would technically be going slower, I guess. So maybe that's
almost like because you're racing towards it.
Yeah. So unless they sent someone to New Earth, allowed 30 years to get a signal back, I guess. Like, how do they know that the people that went there even survived?
Yeah.
They wouldn't.
You don't.
Because
they did say they hope it was a paradise. We didn't say that.
That is true. Yeah, they did say that it hoped because there's no faster than light communication. Like, we don't have a way. There's no way to send a signal faster than the speed of light to be able to be like, hey, we made it, guys. We're all right.
send a carrier pigeon through quantum.
A quantum pigeon.
Just, yeah. What do they call it? Quant? Strap a quant core to a pigeon.
Hell
and
yeah.
Send it back the other way. Still would take 30 years, though. 30 years and 186 days.
And some bird seed.
Is what it would take. Because it accelerated really far. Really, really far in 30 years instantly. But then it took 186 days.
Yeah.
Unless what it's doing is it's creating a tube. And basically they're saying like, hey, outside of this tube, time is going fucking fast.
Gotcha.
So they're like, when by the time we get there, 30 years has gone by. And it's only going to take us 186 days.
Well, yeah, 6 months.
Yeah. So it's a 6 month trip for us, but outside of our little bubble, it's 30 years. So maybe at that exact instant, it wasn't 30 years, but they're not super smart science people.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just going off of what they were told in training, which was by the time you get there, 30 years will have passed on Earth and everybody will be dead, including me, because I didn't make it onto the ship. Fuck. But yeah, it's like the fucking guy in Fallout 4 that worked for Vault-Tec but couldn't get into the vault.
Yeah, he's a ghoul now.
Yeah, that he is. He's also like one of my favorites to have in my town.
Yeah?
Yeah, I always have him in a settlement. He's always selling stuff. Because I'm like, he's a good salesman.
Yeah, he's got hundreds of years of experience.
I'll put him in charge of a shop. I do it every time. Every single playthrough, he is in charge of one of my shops. I think he sells weapons.
I only built up... Sidebar. I only built up the first town, Sanctuary.
Yeah.
The drive-in movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
And then the little mini mansion on the river bend.
Yeah.
But in Sanctuary, I literally just scrapped everything from around the town and built a giant tower in the one part of town that was multiple floors. And it had every single... like bed and shopkeep in this tower.
I did something similar, but like in Sanctuary was my scrap town.
Mm-hmm.
I had people living there and I built some like defenses around it to keep it safe, but I really just filled it with a bunch of water purifiers.
Yeah.
And I would go back to it whenever I needed scrap.
Gotcha.
Because I would just scrap all of the shit that was there, then go. And I built up Red Rocket, the gas station.
Oh, that place was cool.
Because I just liked the aesthetic. So mm-hmm. I built that up, built a big ass tower there, built a huge wall with some crazy defenses. Nothing ever fucking made it even remotely close. And then every other thing, I just set up water purifiers. And then I had enough people there to be able to protect my water purifiers.
If you live in a gas station, you have to wear a shirt with your name on it.
Oh man, I wish I would have been able to have that.
That's the aesthetic.
Yeah. I should have had like overalls on all the time. In a little baseball cap.
Over. Oh.
Yeah. So back to this movie. Where were we?
The aliens.
The aliens.
We said worm guy got wormed, right?
Yeah. That's so it. He got wormed.
That's it. Are they just worms? Hell no, they're not.
They're venom symbiotes.
Yeah. Well, how about when he starts freaking out and the guy's like, drink something.
And he gives him a thermos. He gives him a hydro flask.
Yeah, because it had to be water. He was pounding it.
It was definitely not water. It was moonshine.
I feel like moonshine might have saved him.
It did, kind of.
Well, yeah. Well, so he exploded.
Yeah, he popped. In that popping, he infected the other guy from Tears of the Sun.
Blue, I think his name was.
You're my boy, Blue.
I like you. You're crazy.
Yeah. So it infected him and made a real big fucking mess. Also, everything's green on this spaceship until halfway through.
Until it isn't.
When they were like, we can't keep making everything green. This is ridiculous.
Like, turn on some of the white lights.
Yeah. Like, let's add a little bit of fucking color. But at least at this point, everything is fucking green. And they sleep in Star Wars beds.
Oh, yeah. In the wall. And I think
exactly Star Wars beds.
I think they're able to do that because they were all drunk all the time.
Oh yeah. There was a cleaning montage.
There was?
Yeah. Remember they were all drinking and partying and humping behind each other, like while fixing stuff.
I do actually. He's like pelvic thrusting the air.
Yeah. Yes. While the other guy is like using a screwdriver to screw in something. Because there was basically, there was the people doing the work, which were the engineers, the medics. Well, the medics are also partying too. But the engineers and the janitors were the ones that were supposed to be working.
And a couple guards.
And then there's the officers, which literally just babysit the engineers and the janitors. And all they do is smoke cigarettes on a spaceship.
So stupid.
Carry around guns for some reason. And drink copious amounts of alcohol.
Yeah, like where do they get it?
Which is apparently fine. Like drinking beer is apparently acceptable. That's what I grew to figure out. Everybody was openly drinking beer in front of the worst actor I have ever seen. And I've seen him in other things.
Wait, the guy who was screaming with the little army haircut?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I fucking hated
him. Whoever that guy was.
Stanley?
Stanley. I don't remember what his rank was.
Captain.
Was he the captain?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So Captain Stanley in this movie, it was the most irritating actor I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, I wanted to elbow drop him.
Yeah, the moment that he spoke, I was like, oh, I want to punch him right in the throat. He sounded like he got punched in the throat, but I wanted to punch him in the throat.
Well, again. Yeah, he kept yelling like, "Rrr!"
And then when he was like, "I am the Lord your God," that's what his voice sounded like.
So
he
weird.
Sounded like he had a tracheotomy a little bit. But yeah, so he's like, they drank in front of him.
Yeah.
So it was okay to drink.
6 months on a ship, but everyone's in cryo, quote unquote, cryo.
Cryo.
You got to be the people like manning the ship and keeping it clean. Like, why was there so much cleaning when everyone was asleep?
Also, why did you even need all those people awake?
Well, I guess the like engineers and stuff, I understand if something goes wrong with the ship, you want them to be able to fix it.
Why didn't they have AI that can just wake up necessary personnel in the event of an issue?
Because they used all their AI technology on that fucking voice that just could say whatever it needed to.
And it sounded so unenthused.
It was like, yeah, you did it. Hooray.
It's every single thing. Everybody's in cryo. We're going to the planet now.
Yeah.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fucking go.
I like when it was like, ship no longer going to smash into that planet directly.
it called it the Herc.
Yeah, no.
It's the USS Hercules. You would assume a computer would use the whole fucking name of the ship that it is.
Yeah.
Because an AI is just the entity that it exists in. It is the ship. But it used its own nickname?
Yeah.
The Herc is no longer going to smash into New Earth now.
Hercules.
Jesus Christ. But yeah, so everybody's awake and everybody's cleaning. Everybody's fixing things.
Except Blue, because he's infected now.
Yeah, except Blue. He's busy trying to fucking plasma torch through doors.
Oh yeah, the wall and random doors and walls.
Trying to get into the reactor core, which Matt had a great name for what this ran off of.
Oh, our spicy pull and peel Twizzler?
Yeah.
It was like a red glowing like twist of rods.
It looked like a pull and peel Twizzler.
It looked like an atomic hot tamale pull and peel.
It was so great. But yeah, he was trying to get into that at first. And then he was just trying to get into another door.
Yeah, then he was like, I can't get in here. I'm going to get into any door I can.
Yeah, but so he's doing that, and then at this point, this is when we find out about all of the holograms that seem to be made of solid light that projects from nowhere.
And Ortega's birthday party. Was that a birthday party?
I think so. I think that's what that was.
It's either that or like, congratulations on your work anniversary.
Yeah, so Noah discovers, he's cleaning a bathroom, and Bruce Willis mentions something that I immediately knew was going to become important. Immediately. He's like, are you using the strong stuff? And he just goes, I'm using the stuff. And he goes, will you not remember training? Very much alluding to this, something's off here. You didn't go to training. It's like, you got to use the max cell. Matt, right? It was max cell.
Moxicell?
Moxicell or something,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just be careful. That stuff will eat your face off.
That stuff was also inconsistent. It was a container full of plot.
Oh, yeah.
And as soon as he said that, you looked over and you were like, that's Chekhov's gun.
Yeah. I was like, that's what's going to kill this thing. That's its weakness.
And it killed some of them.
Yeah, it did. It did. And then fast forward. Because this thing, if you spill like a little bit,
it was a metal table and it burned through like xenomorph blood.
Yeah. Like very fast. Like he turned around to get some paper towels, I guess.
Bruce Willis did say it would burn his face off.
Yeah. Which would have been better if it was Nick Cage and he said face off, which yes. Would be great.
He absolutely was going to clean up that acid with paper towels. Like totally, an idiot.
He was like, oh, it's brawny at least. It's so much more absorbent. So he goes to clean up with paper towels, but it's already eaten through the fucking table. And Matt pointed out that it's just going to keep eating through the metal. It's going to keep going.
I've seen Alien. I'm like, that's going to just go until it opens something you don't want it to open.
Yeah. So it's like, that's going to completely decompressurize or depressurize the ship.
You said that. That's the same term I used.
It is.
And you were like, it's decompress.
Yeah. I know. Apparently, who's ever speaking it can't say it. It's like a virus. It was a virus.
See, I watched this movie and then I infected you.
That's exactly what it was. So that's everything about the acid. It's important later. And then he finds that Bruce Willis is stealing the acid, and he's stealing jet fuel
in a spaceship.
Spaceship fuel. Space jet fuel.
But they called it jet fuel.
Yeah. Once again, they just used terms that they thought made sense.
They were like, words.
They were just like science fiction mumbo jumbo terms. Yeah. Military mumbo jumbo terms. We have a script. It was almost like AI wrote this.
Yeah, I bet it did.
Early honestly. AI. So that might explain why it was so bad.
But he was mixing the chemicals and stuff, and Noah's like...
in a vat.
Oh, shit. So this is the first time we really got upset with the holograms, because the hologram seemed to have its own personality.
Yeah.
Or like...
It was autonomous.
It was doing stuff Bruce Willis wasn't doing.
Because Bruce Willis had his back turned, and he's mixing stuff actively, hunched over... actively doing something.
So this is where my theory came in, that they all have some kind of chip in their head.
Yeah.
Because the holograms move with people, and it's almost like they just have to think to project their hologram.
Yeah. That's what it's seeming like.
And maybe that's why Noah can't do it, because he's a stowaway.
Mm. And he's not important.
Yeah. Also, so not important.
So not important.
And a narc. He thinks he sees him doing something he shouldn't. He fucking sprints away to go tell someone else.
And then they immediately chokehold him.
Yeah, because this dumb bitch didn't read the room.
Oh, wait. We should also mention that they tase stowaways in the butthole over and over. Oh, yeah.
Over and over.
Tasing on my butthole. My butthole was on fire. But yeah, that's the punishment for being a stowaway.
Well, I think he threw him out the airlock.
Oh yeah, because he does say that later on.
Stanley threw him out the airlock,
which you know alludes to that first stowaway dead as fuck.
Oh yeah. He's a space popsicle.
Yeah, which honestly probably not even a space popsicle. He would have been thrown out of an airlock going faster than the speed of light.
Oh, so he's would detritus.
Have atomized.
Yeah, he's just a bunch of dust.
Yeah, he is stardust again. He has returned to what he hath come from.
Show off. But this guy is like...
instantly narcs.
Yeah, he runs to go tell someone else, but the guy who he tells...
is in on it.
Does he... put him in a chokehold?
Yeah, he chokeholds the fuck out of him and drags him back. And he immediately says he's making a bomb.
Yeah, he's making a bomb. He's mixing the chemicals.
He stole the jet fuel. He's mixing it with the acid. He's making a bomb. And then he gets pulled into the room, handcuffed with nowadays handcuffs.
Handcuffed to a rack of guns. They just they literally just counted on him being a chump.
Yeah. They're like, you know what? We think you're so useless. We will chain you to weapons. And you still won't do shit. That was exactly what that was. And then he start, and then he gets on up with his soapbox, and he's like, "Ah, that crazy, shitty Captain Stanley knows that you guys are building a bomb, and he knows that something is wrong,
and you're, he with, knows the rebellion. You're with
the rebellion.
Long live to the rebellion."
Yeah, he basically was just like, "Long live the Empire."
Yeah, and he's like, "Stanley's gonna investigate.
If I don't come back, he'll know exactly what you did." And then they're just like, "Open your mouth," which you never, if you're handcuffed to something, you never want to hear someone say, "Open your mouth."
Or you do. They poured a bunch of booze into his mouth.
Yeah, yeah. And then they gave him booze.
Yeah, it turns out he wasn't making a bomb. He was making moonshine.
Because, you know, when you can drink in front of all of your superiors, you need to secretly brew moonshine or distill moonshine.
I think it's because he was stealing the jet fuel.
Maybe. That could be it, because they could be court-martialed for it.
Yeah, they did. What's her name said it?
Yeah.
The medic. We said her name during the previews.
Chambers.
Chambers.
The credits. I think that's what it was.
Rebecca Chambers.
Rebecca Chambers. But yeah, so yeah, she said that they could be court-martialed for it and yada, yada, yada. And they basically were just like, "You're not going to tell anybody, are you?" To which I said he should have been like, "No, just please be nice to me going forward."
They were all so mean to him.
So mean.
I mean, he kind of sucked.
He did. He super sucked.
Everything he did.
Yeah. He couldn't clean good. He was a terrible action hero.
he was like, "My brain don't work good."
Really, the only thing he was good at was saying overly tough things at the wrong time.
Oh, I thought it was getting the Admiral's daughter pregnant.
He did seem to be good at that.
I mean, he's one for one.
That is true.
Flawless record.
I mean, unless he finds some more Admiral's daughters. There could be a few more Admirals left.
That's true.
That new world, it's just a call into him. He's like, "My seed must spread."
Jesus Christ. Oh, but specifically only in Admiral's daughters.
"I must ruin their lives with my mediocrity."
I really kind of feel like that might have been, that's the plot.
That is
no,
the,
it was just so fucking mediocre.
He is actually the terrible alien spawn spreading.
He's just aggressively mid. I like would respect him more if he sucked.
It's true, because it wasn't like he sucked. He was just like,
well, he was a narc.
And like, why are you so average, dude?
Just average and inept.
Be like, either do something worse or do something better.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Don't just be like everybody else ever that would be put in this situation. Like, anybody who was put into a situation with no training would use the wrong thing to clean the bathroom, right?
True.
You would use the regular cleaner. You wouldn't use the crazy strong acid that, why is it on a ship made of metal?
Also, why is it not even, didn't even have a childproof cap.
It didn't. He knocked that shit over so easily.
And there was a lot of bottles of it. They weren't in storage.
There was so many bottles that later on, it doesn't make sense as to why it was so difficult and why things went as bad as it did. None sense whatsoever, because there was tons of this shit.
Almost never sense.
Ah, that should be like just the slogan of this movie.
I'm like, do you make good movies? Almost never.
Almost never. Almost never made sense. Almost never was good. It was just absurdity.
That's so funny.
Throughout the whole fucking thing. So yeah, so he's making moonshine. He doesn't negotiate niceness out of it. They still keep being mean to him. And then Ortega.
Oh, right, is this where the first infection happened?
Yeah, Ortega stumbles away from the party because she is horny.
It was her birthday and she's trying to find her boo.
Yeah.
Who happened to be the guy named Blue. Blue.
Yeah, it was her boo. She wanted to blow Blue because he was her boo.
There you go.
So she stumbles away from this party and she's like, "Hey, Blue, you better get on this because this is your only chance." I don't know why.
She literally said those exact words.
Yeah. And then he was like, She was doing, he was actively trying to cut into the reactor core.
Did you, yeah, with a, just like with a cutting tool, like Isaac Clarke style.
Yeah, just actively just. And then she's like, let's go. And he's like.
Did you ever see the Key and Peele sketch where they're like, oh, they're being backup zombies in Walking Dead?
Oh, yes.
That she was like, come on, Blue, this is your only chance. And he turned around and was like, I'm a zombie.
Pretty much. Yeah. So that happened. And then he took her head and bounced it off the wall. Oh, my God.
This man played a fucking drum solo on the wall with her goddamn temple.
He was fucking Neil Peart-ing it.
Yeah.
Like, he was
one arm drum solo.
Yeah, it was incredible.
No, is Neil Peart the one with one arm?
No, Neil Peart has two arms, but
that's the guy from Death Leopard has one arm.
I think so. I forget who has one arm, but Neil Peart was from Rush.
And
he was,
Neil Peart's from Rush.
He had the drum set that went all around.
And Chester Cheetah said, there's no drummer better than fucking Neil Peart.
Exactly. But yeah, so she was Neil Peart in it, or he was Neil Peart in it, and bounced her face off of this wall like 17 times. It went on for an amount of time that it was like
too
wow.
many. After the first one, I was like, yo, she's a trooper. But she wasn't a trooper after like the fifth or sixth one.
Yeah.
I will say when she gets back up at a later scene, I was not ready for that.
Yeah, not at all. How they get infected, also, a lot of this movie was based on plot. Like, it was all based on, like, how convenient would it be?
And but what we mean by that is, like, there's no plot devices. They just do things.
Yeah. Things work and don't work to a degree that moves the story forward.
Yeah, and they do a bunch of tell, don't show.
Yes. So
on the EOS, there was an uprising.
Yes. His whole fucking lore dump at one point.
They did it a couple times. They just like said buzzwords.
Yeah. Yeah. There was no sort of like they didn't like slowly let the world kind of unfold in front of you. They were just like, hey, are you done at looking at corridors filled with green light? Here's a bunch of words. Enjoy this beautiful universe we've crafted. Be like, shut the fuck up. You haven't done anything. But yeah, so everybody goes to look for her. And then they find blowed up guy.
Yeah. He's bloated everywhere.
And they're like, man, that's a lot of blood everywhere. And this is where color started coming back into the thing.
Yeah, during the explosion scene, the bathroom was just green.
Yeah, all the blood was black. We could not tell if it was like alien ichor or if it was blood.
Yeah, I'm telling you, when they came in the movie, when the other people came in the bathroom, they had to be like, turn these other lights on.
Yeah, that's exactly what I think. That it literally was just the guy doing the color correction was like, I'm bored.
I'm done
doing all green. I'm gonna start doing things differently.
I want to see him do a fuchsia.
Well, I mean, he got to flex his indigo skills at the end.
That's true.
I mean, so they did. They were like, we're going to run the gamut. You'll get everything. But yeah, so they're just like, oh, fuck, we got to find this guy. And then they find Ortega's body. And then it's around this time that they realize that he's a stowaway. Oh, no, it's a little bit further in. They find Blue finally. They all got guns and all the guns are blue.
Oh, yeah, they were blue and black. They look cool.
Yeah, when they went to go kill Blue, they made sure to use the corresponding gun. So they all showed up with blue guns. Blue's trying to break in to the Admiral's quarters.
Same plasma cutter.
Same plasma cutter.
Chill down, Isaac.
Still ineffective. Still not doing shit against the door. And then that's when he super jumps, like, and closes the gap of like 30 feet in an instant. It was D&D movement, honestly.
Well, yeah, when he not only like jumped, he didn't jump at them, he jumped on them.
Well, my favorite part is that he ran forward and then he was flying through the air.
Yeah.
You didn't see the jump. You saw him run off screen and then he was flying.
Yeah, it was like he disappeared and then just dropped down from a higher elevation.
Yeah, it was great. And then he was ripping a throat out, which apparently infected the guy.
Yeah, there was a couple means for infection in this. I guess we should just talk about that. They, like, the one guy ate the worm or drank the worm.
Deep throated the worm.
You think if he chewed it, it would have solved this whole thing?
Probably. Always chew things in your drinks.
Always chew your worm.
Always chew strange foreign objects.
Use teeth. That's what we're saying.
Yep. Always use teeth.
So the one guy got splattered on.
Yeah. Splatter apparently was able to do it.
We have no idea how Ortega got. That's off screen.
He probably just opened his mouth and a little squirmy.
Yeah, they did like a scream where, you know, vampires hiss and show their fangs. They would like roar and show their tentacle mouth.
Yeah. And a really poorly rendered tentacle would come out that was illuminated by light from all sides, even though there was no fucking light to illuminate it.
So funny.
But yeah, so that would happen all the time. So it probably just slithered into her off screen. And then Ju, I think is what it was. Shu, I think is what his name was. He was infected by the bite, I guess. And then they dropped Blue.
Yes.
They shot him a whole bunch of fucking times.
Yeah, but tell that to his jumpsuit.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyone who got shot in this movie did not have bullet holes. Apparently, they were thought bullets. It was just telekinesis. Oh, too bad Kyle's not here. Because we could have been like,
with mind bullets.
That's telekinesis, Kyle. That's for you in the future, Kyle, when you're listening to this. But yeah, so they killed everybody with mind bullets, I guess. And then they brought him back. And then she did an autopsy with his weirdly crusty skin. Skin had like a weird kind of flaky texture to it. No idea why.
It was like burnt, but not.
Yeah. And then they realized that there was nothing left inside of him.
Just goop.
Just a goop. And then they brought everybody back in. And they're like, well, how the fuck did it get on here? And then they looked through the computer and they're like, well, that guy's not supposed to be here. Instantly. I don't know why she started checking through personnel files. It was just like, hey, Noah's not here.
Nobody even said, are you sure? They just put a gun at him.
Yeah. They immediately were just like, you did this. And he was like, I'm too mediocre and stupid to do anything.
He should have said that. Honestly, they'd have believed him faster.
I think that's kind of what Bruce Willis was constantly alluding
to. Oh yeah, he did. He was like, he doesn't know nothing.
Like, he literally knows not a damn thing. So then that happened. And then Captain Stanley comes. And Captain Stanley's immediately like, I'm gonna fucking kill this guy. So dead. Because, you know, apparently he killed the other stowaway. So he's gonna kill him. Bruce Willis keeps trying to stick up for him. He's like, he's just some stupid kid that got the Admiral's daughter pregnant. Let him fucking be here.
Yeah.
If he accomplished nothing else, it's his semen works correctly. Come on, guys.
Congratulations.
Yeah. And then all of the zombies came back to life.
Yeah. Like, anyone who died was now a zombie.
Yeah. And then they killed the guy that we hate.
Fuck Stanley.
Fuck that guy. And then they all ran away.
Too bad it's not the end. Last time you'll see him.
And then Stanley came back immediately.
Yeah, so fast. And like, Shu punched his arm through his chest. How'd that infect him?
Yeah. It doesn't make sense. There's no, so unless once again he got infected off screen, but like the time frames in this movie don't make sense. Like, they ran away and they got, I guess, just a little bit down the hall. And then they were like, oh, they unlocked the doors to wherever they sealed them in. And they're like, how did they do that? Only the captain could do that. And then you see Stanley back alive, just boop, unlocking stuff.
Yep.
I didn't talk about my favorite part.
Okay, yeah, go.
So, rewind. So Stanley's like, he's a fucking stowaway and I don't trust him. I'm going to throw him out the airlock. So then he turns around slowly and then spins and gun butts him in the stomach. That was one of my personal favorite parts of the whole thing. A really, really slow, dramatic turn into a gun butt.
You were like, why did he spin?
It was so unnecessary. There were so many things. We should also talk about that. We said that a lot of things were analog. There was also a bunch of stuff on the walls. And we threw a comment that we found trying to find the budget. We found out that some of the stuff that was on the walls was the styrofoam parts that are inside of TV boxes.
Yeah.
To hold TVs. They put them up on the walls and they spray painted them gray.
So funny.
This is so good. But yeah, so now the door's unlocked. The captain's on their side. They're a running. They're a shooting. They realize bullets don't work. They run into another guy.
They like work when they need to.
Yeah. Yeah. It just slows them down. But sometimes slows them down means makes them mildly irritated. And other times completely knocks them out an undisclosed amount of time.
Did anyone ever reload?
Never.
Maybe they
also had huge drum magazines, though.
That's true.
Most of them. But yeah, so they're all running away. They lock themselves in a room, I guess. Is this when they lock themselves in the room? Oh, no. This is when they get the flamethrower.
Yeah. Well, were they in a room? No, they were at the supplies.
Yeah.
And they were like, let's add the goop to it.
Yeah. But flamethrower didn't do shit. So they were immune to flamethrower, immune to bullets. The flamethrower set off the fire suppression. Bruce Willis goes in to get a guy that was injured. They tell him to duck and immediately start firing. Just zero time. They're like, duck! That quickly.
That was kind of the best. Because between all the hard angles in there and the ricochet and then not being able to see anything.
Bruce Willis would have got shot like 1,000 times at that point.
Yeah. They all would have.
Yeah. So then the leather jacket guy dies then at that point. I remember that. Because then the only people that make it back into that room where they all kind of hold up in is Bruce Willis, Chambers. So Clay, I should maybe use his name. Clay, Chambers, and Noah. And then the injured guy, Teak.
Yeah, I can't remember his name.
Yeah, those were the only four people that made it in. And then you get like a nice little like nudge, like a little like, wink, wink, wink. I was in Die Hard kind of reference.
Yeah, use the vent.
Where, yeah, Noah's about to go through the vents and he was like, it's going to be a tight squeeze. It was just, I'm assuming that's fan service. That's the only thing that would make sense.
Yeah.
So Noah goes off to wake up the Admiral we should also state, whoever designed this ship, fucking idiot. Fucking idiot. No idea how, like, they could have saved way more fucking people.
Yo, a bunch of the cryopods were just on the ground.
They were just laying on the ground.
At weird angles.
Just with, like, 7 feet in between them. So much room. Like, they could have stood those shits up, put them against the wall, put them in rows, had, like, end to end, side by side. They could have fit like 300,000 people on this ship instead of giving everybody 6 feet of personal space when they're supposed to be sleeping. That's what it was. They gave everybody a personal bubble.
Yeah.
But it's like, you're not going to be even awake. Like, why do you even matter? Like, you should be as uncomfortable as possible. You guys should go up in rafters like the doors in Monsters, Inc. That's how they should be stored.
One time at a LARP, I put a hammock in the rafters of a pavilion and I was sleeping up in the roof and a bunch of people.
That actually seems really comfortable.
It really was. It was scary at first, but then when you realize you were like secure up there.
Yeah.
A bunch of people were like convening under me for like a secret meeting and I had like rolled over and I was like, hey, can you guys, and I was going to say, hand me my water, but they started screaming because they didn't know anyone was up there. And they were like, we thought you were someone's luggage.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, it was great.
That's so good.
That's just, you unlocked that memory when you said get in the rafters.
But yeah, no, they could have put them like, imagine if they would have stored these cryo chambers like the doors in Monsters, Inc. Yeah. It was just on like a track system, and you just shaking, and just one by one, because you're not people at that point. You're not like you're cargo.
Yeah,
you can be stored and stacked like cargo. In the event of an emergency, you just like Monsters Inc. just fucking soup those things out on the things, and they all fall out. They wouldn't even fall out. You come to consciousness and step out instantly, because that's how cryo worked in this. They should have really used a different word. They should have used magic sleep.
Yeah. They should have been like the stasis chamber.
Yeah, because cryo insinuates cold.
Yeah, it does. By definition.
Also, I love when you were just like, that's just plexiglass.
Yeah. He put his hand on the top and it bent down into her. And I was like, ooh, boy. Yeesh.
So many things were so cheaply, shittily made in this. Honestly, I think we might make a sci-fi movie. It might happen.
For real.
Because this bar is set so low. So, so very low that I think it's doable. I think we can find some shit. We would at least make everything touchscreen.
True.
We can invest in some cheap tablets and cannibalize those to make all of the door controls and stuff, because it would be the fucking future.
Yeah, it just needs to be a damn looping GIF.
Yeah, exactly. We're like, why did they use such old shit? They had a fucking Logitech camera set up in the bathroom. I forgot about
they
that.
They had in the cockpit that black keyboard that I was like, oh, look, it's my old Dell keyboard.
And the seats were fucking gaming chairs. It's like my chair.
Yeah.
Like my chair right there was like the exact fucking chair they were using.
Yeah, kind of.
For their pilot's chairs. It's like, apparently you don't even need to try to make a fucking sci-fi movie at this point.
All I took away from that is because I have a gaming chair, I can be a pilot.
You know what? Yeah. It's Idiocracy rules.
Yeah.
My wife's a pilot. I won't say the rest of it. So at this point he's climbing through the vents. This is when we get head Bruce Willis hologram.
It's so inconsistent.
Fucking guiding him through the vents, like passive aggressively. Like, did you notice that? Like, he's kind of like inconvenienced by having to give him directions to navigate to a place that he doesn't know where it is.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like, oh, left and then another left. And he's like, all right, I made both lefts. What do I do next? And he's like, oh my God, I don't have time for this. And then the dude that's injured on the ground starts apologizing and praying to God. And then you find out that he was the guy who planted the goo.
Yeah, he should have admitted to it.
Yeah, he's like, I did it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, with a lot more tears and admitting he was like some fundamentalist terrorist.
Yeah, he was like, we shouldn't get a chance. And I thought it'd be fast. That was my favorite part. He's like, I thought it'd be fast. I didn't think it was going to slowly kill everybody. And then he's like, we found it. Or he's like, it came from blah, blah, blah. I don't know. It was so vague. Mm-hmm. He was like, did it come from the sky? Did you find it somewhere?
Oh, and he was like,
did you make
things,
it?
Some things were always here before.
He was like, oh, the experiments. And they were like, so you made it. And he was like, no, it was there.
No, yeah.
And he's just, like, where?
We just found it and did experiments on it.
And he's like, where did you find it? This guy was being so fucking vague. And I think it's because, once again, this was written by AI, and AI couldn't figure, the early AI couldn't figure out where the alien was found. But he's like, oh, some things have been around for longer than life.
Yeah, which kind of made me feel like they were leaning into the religious aspect of it again.
Yeah, yeah. There did seem to be a like almost like a religious agenda with some of it. I don't know. But yeah, so we don't know where the fuck the alien came from. Apparently, it's always been around. Apparently, it doesn't like humans. It instinctually wanted to kill all humans.
Yeah, they said that. He wants to bender us.
Yeah.
Hey,
baby. You want to kill all humans?
Yeah. We love you, Daddy Bender. Shut up, baby. I know it.
Great pull. But yeah, so it instinctually wanted to kill all humans. And then Noah wakes up Thomas Jane. Thomas Jane is just like, why am I awake? He's like, oh, there's aliens killing everybody. I guess we should just fucking kill everybody. Then the guy admits to what he did, blah, 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 blah. Thomas Jane wakes up his fucking strike force that was chilling in that room with him.
Mm-hmm.
And they have their Bumblebee laser guns.
They did look like that.
That's when he finds out, oh, you knocked up my daughter. Because, oh, the greatest thing, like, once again, this is, I'm assuming, his only child. And he's like, oh, but first I need to make sure. And then Noah interrupts him and goes, oh, Haley's okay. And he's like, what? He goes, Haley, her cryopod, she's safe. And one, Thomas Jane, this whole movie seems like he didn't want to be there. Nobody seemed like they wanted to be in this movie. I don't think anybody signed up for this movie. I think everybody showed up thinking that they were going to be in a different movie and then ended up being in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he didn't seem to give a shit about his daughter until he was like, wait, you're the dad. And that's when he pulled the gun on.
Yeah, he didn't care about his problems until he could be an aggressive asshole about his problems.
Yeah. So yeah, he was immediately going to kill him. And then he was like, hey man, priorities. And he was like, you're right. So they go off. The aliens are trying to punch through this fucking door. And then they show up and they start shooting laser beams. And then all of the aliens turn and run towards them.
Well, it was like a mixture too of like laser beams, ballistic weapons.
Yeah. A grenade launcher that never got fired.
So weird. It definitely looked like a grenade launcher.
It was 100% a grenade launcher. There's no other weapon that looks like that. It was a grenade launcher. But yeah, that never got fired. But yeah, so they're just shooting all these fucking aliens. And it looks like every single alien turns away from the door. But at the same point, there's a bunch of aliens.
That scene was weird. I thought it was two different locations. But the implication felt like it was supposed to be right there.
Yeah. That's the whole thing.
It
really didn't make sense. So yeah, huge shootout ensues. It's not going well. Everyone starts getting ripped apart. Somehow, Thomas Jane straps a suicide bomber vest to himself.
Where'd he get that? He's made it in his free time.
Was that on him in the cryo? Because we saw him do his loadout. We saw him grab his pistol that was like a bullpup. It was like a Glock, but all the bullets were in front of the trigger. That one. And then he had like another rifle, but he only used the Glock thing.
Yeah, he only has that little itty bitty gun. He was like, give me the noisy cricket.
So that means that suicide vest was on him when he was in cryo. He went into cryo ready to blow himself up.
No, he only had his like shirt on.
Was it? I thought he had that vest still on.
I guess we got to watch it again.
Unless every vest is rigged to explode.
Every vest in space is a suicide vest.
Yeah, that's headcanon now. Every vest was rigged with explosives. Everybody was ready to just kill themselves. So he's like, hey, guess my daughter did pretty good.
Yeah, she was like, tell her she'll be all right.
Yeah, it wasn't even like, tell her I love her and hey, you're all right, man. He was just like, tell her she did okay.
Yeah, shit. Yeah. Stupid.
And then he blew himself up.
And did no damage to any of the walls.
Yeah, none of the walls. This ship was perfectly fine. It did blow everybody up into pieces, though.
It did.
And then they amalgamated.
What was the other movie where they?
Oh wait! Right before that is when he got chased by Blue into the
oh yes
the closet,
and then Chekhov's gun.
He's getting fucking strangled, and he splashes just a little.
You were like, "How's he going to do this safely?" I was just like, "He's not." He's not at all going to do this safely. And he didn't. He just like flicked his wrist and splashed the fucking acid juice on him.
Yeah. Luckily didn't get any on him because it would have eaten through his whole fucking body.
Yeah.
But yeah, it gets a little bit of acid on him and he's reduced to fucking clothes on the ground.
He like shriveled like a slug.
Yeah. It was crazy. Super effective. grabs none more of the stuff. Like, I didn't think Bruce Willis made that much fucking moonshine that he used every single bottle that they had. Like, really? Do you know what would have been more effective than what they end up doing? If they would have just grabbed the bottles and poked holes in the top and squeezed it like a squeeze bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would have just made like a stream. And because apparently all you need to get is like two drops on these fucking thing and they'll turn into goo. So yeah, so they go and he literally turns the corner and right before she's like, my daughter did okay. And blows himself up. He's like, I figured out how to kill these things. And then Thomas Jane just suicide bombs himself.
Yeah.
And then it turns into an amalgamated horror.
That was the best part, though. That's really when it got cranked up.
Yeah. And then they're fucking running. Thomas Jane is amalgamated into this thing.
Everyone's body parts, who's dead, gets sucked into this necromorph-ass thing.
Yeah. It looked pretty dope until it started moving, and then it was really janky.
Yeah, it had like the head of a licker, but like three times the size.
Yeah, it was interesting. I'll give it up to them on the design, at least. The execution was poor. So everybody's running, and then they realize that nothing's chasing them anymore.
Yeah.
Because no one gives a fuck. And then the AI, this fucking reluctant to be working AI, was just like, you're gonna get to fucking New Earth in like 80 days. And they're like, that's too fast.
Yeah, like, wasn't it 84 just like 20 minutes ago?
Yeah. And they're just like, how's it even possible? And then it's like, oh, my mistake, 79 days. Shit, my mistake again, 78 days. And it's just counting down at this point. And they're like, what the fuck is even happening? And they're like, oh, they're stepping on the gas. and then they're like, how'd they even get into the reactor core? And they're like, then it shows the Admiral fucking Thomas Jane comes out, opens the thing, and they're just stepping into the reactor core and popping out of existence. Matt's pretty sure that they were merging with it.
Yeah, it was, they like touched it and just flashed and we're gone.
Yeah. It was a really bad effect. But they were just like, whoosh, whoosh, and they just kept doing that. And every one person took a day off, it seemed. There was no sort of like if you were bigger, you took more time off. If you were smaller, you took less time off. And there was also like a billion people at this point, because they had gotten into the sleeping crew.
Mm-hmm.
How
though? Right?
Yeah.
Because they were all stasis locked.
Everybody was like trying to do all this stuff. They were off on their own. We have no idea how they infected literally every other member of the crew except for Noah's girlfriend. Like, did you notice that she was the only crew member not infected by the end of it?
No.
She was the only crew member not infected by the end of it.
Yeah.
Everybody else was.
I was just giving you a long stare. because they, what, like punched through?
I guess. I have no idea how they actually did it and how they infected everybody, especially that quickly.
I want to say the same thing I said before. I don't think they do either.
Yeah, they don't. They were just like, do you know what would be cool if literally everybody but her was infected right at this moment, but they also weren't really paying attention to them. They were just shambling towards this reactor room. Yeah,
but so they go back to that stupid bed, cryo, not cryo, and the one next to her and on the other side of her were both empty, but she was just still safe and tucked into hers.
Yeah, just fucking plot armor. She had her personal space was also comprised of plot armor.
Yeah, and like, why wasn't she in with her dad?
We also got to love the whole, like, they were just like, oh, yeah, we're just going to drink until we get ripped apart, or we're just going to, like, and they were just arguing over what they were going to do, and they're just like, we're just going to die. We're like, this is what's going to happen. And they had this whole big, long conversation of exposition as to they keep accelerating, and they're going to destroy the new planet, because why just kill these people on the ship when you can smash the whole ship into the planet and kill everybody? They're having this whole conversation, and then he literally goes, oh, wait,
I know how to kill these things. And they're like, why the fuck did you wait until now to say that? And he's like, I don't know.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, the stuff. Use the stuff.
Yeah, use the fucking, the Maxo cell or whatever the fuck it was called.
I forget. No, there's two. It starts with, you got it mostly right.
Yeah. I know it ends with cell and it starts with an M. Everything else is fucking just jumbled letter. It's just Scrabble. They Scrabbled the name of it.
They Scrabbled a lot of things.
Yeah. So they're like, oh, we don't have any more of that. And it's like, why? Why are you out of it? But then they're like, oh, where's your stash? So they fill, I guess, the fucking flamethrowers with the moonshine.
Was it the moonshine or was it the chemicals?
I think it was the moonshine.
Either way, it turned the flames blue.
And they were just as badly rendered, just blue this time. But that was enough to kill them, I guess. It was really weird because sometimes it killed them and sometimes it wasn't very effective. So they're killing everybody. He wakes up Haley. Let's fast forward a little bit. Chambers gets mollywomped.
Yeah, she does.
By this amalgamated creature.
It was pretty big. It was like,
it was huge.
It was like 7-8 feet tall.
Yeah. And it was wide also.
Mm-hmm. Built like an outhouse.
Yeah. It was like the amalgamation of 13 people.
Yeah.
So like it was a lot of people's worth of body. And it may or may not have been growing with every person that it was absorbing. We don't know. So that was happening. So it's coming out and it hits her so hard, dead instantly. Bruce Willis apparently loses all will to live because he really liked her, I guess. We're alluding to that. We don't know for sure. We think that he was trying to get lucky because they were all going to make their way for the escape pod. And then the moment she died, he was like, I got nothing to live for. I'll cover you. I'll cover you, kid. So they're making their way for the escape pod. Then Bruce Willis gets mollywomped.
Yep.
And he apparently hits his head so hard that there's a bunch of blood on it.
Hey, it's tossed into the wall. A lot of blood, no injury.
None injury. Apparently there was no budget for any sort of wounds in this entire movie. A lot of blood, no wounds. So then Noah is just like, I'm going to burn them all. And does like this weird plan where he's just going to go toe-to-toe with this thing that just knocked out and killed two other people with the same weapon that they had. Blue flames over and over again, and then uses it on the fire suppression system to take away his visibility of this creature. And then he wins for some reason. I don't remember how he won. Like, he just kept doing it, and then he won. Like, there was like a threshold, I guess.
Yeah.
And he met that threshold. I don't know, but the creature was just like, ah, shit, I have no more hit points left. So it's like, I'm dead now.
That's what happens.
And then he rolled under the door, and then she moved over in her chair instead of him getting into the empty chair because there was a camera right there. That's the only explanation. And then Bruce Willis is still alive, and he's like, I'm gonna move the ship. Bye, guys. And then launches them into space at faster than the speed of light. And then he flies off. And then our favorite part's coming up, Matt. Our favorite part of the whole movie. The ship explodes. And as they fly away from it, they turn around and look out no window at the explosion. They show what this ship looked like. There's no back window. So as the ship exploded, they looked back at apparently just the rest of a ship. Saw nothing, but were like, I guess it exploded. And then it atomized. There was no debris, no nothing. It was just stardust sparkling into it. Basically what's happening on my TV right now is just like poof.
Mm-hmm.
It was like fireworks. Frazzles went everywhere. And then they landed on the planet, and then that planet was blue. And, I immediately said, oh shit, are they going to Dawn of the Dead this bitch? And then they Dawn of the Dead that bitch. Because apparently some of the other ships also had goo monsters on them. And now New Earth is under attack by goo monsters. And they've amalgamated into a giant goo monster kaiju. And then he says we're going to burn them all. Because, you know, he's a hero now.
It's what heroes do.
It's what heroes do. Heroes take their pregnant wife as their water's breaking and say, we're going to fight now. Instead of dealing with the problem that was ahead of them, which was the little girl running at them. But, you know, that was the end of the movie. It was really fucking bad.
And it just kind of like meandered. It had like a couple neat, I wouldn't even say cool, but a couple like neat spots.
Hit the few things that were neato.
They were pretty okay.
at its best moments, this movie was.
Oh.
All right.
Are we going to talk about the end scene?
With the giant kaiju monster, I said.
Oh, yeah, well, no, but the jets. Did you say the jets?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There was a human resistance shooting the kaiju.
Which is like a good sign, right? Because they have to have a base for that thing.
Yeah, yeah. So there's, if this movie didn't make $36,000, it might have gotten a sequel. And the sequel, I guess, would be Noah and his wife and their newborn baby. Fighting these goop monsters on New Earth in a blue lit world instead of a green lit ship. Hmm. That's how that would have happened. So I need to know, Matt, what do you give this movie out of 10?
Like a fucking 2? Like, yeah, 1 out of 5, 2 out of 10. That feels generous.
Yeah. Honestly, like I was going to go with like a 1.6.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And honestly, a full point of that is Bruce Willis possibly being actually drunk for the entire filming of that movie. The other 0.6 are like, you know, they had some world building in it. And it was, you know, it tried. You get a half a point for trying. For making a movie, you get a half a point.
Okay.
For getting someone to give you money to make a movie, you get a half a point. The other 9.5 points is up to you. And it got 1.1.
Yeah. It's, I don't know.
Yeah. It was, I didn't think anything was going to be worse than Dracula 3000.
You mean better, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, no. I didn't think anything was going to be worse. I thought Dracula 3000 was going to be the worst movie I ever saw.
Yeah, no, surprisingly, it's not.
It's not. This movie was fucking abysmal. There's no redeeming thing. Because Dracula 3000 was redeemed by the fact that it didn't take itself too seriously. It made fun of itself in a lot of ways. And this movie took itself very seriously and was trying to be a good movie. And it wasn't. It was so, so bad. It's free on Amazon, though.
Yeah, I will say, though, it was so bad that it was an interesting ride.
Yeah. So bad it's good? Wouldn't say that.
For one watch.
So bad that it gave us a lot of laughs along the way.
Yeah.
And it posited some really interesting questions that the movie didn't intend, but we just got from it. Yes. So sci-fi horror so bad it's interesting? Sure.
Yeah.
I would definitely say watch it so that you can say that you've seen one of the top 100 worst films ever made. Because Matt read a list that said the top...
No, bottom.
The bottom 100 films of all time. And this was on it. Do you remember what number it was?
Actually, I did not go into the list.
We're going to have to check it out.
We're going to have to check it out at some point. But it's on there. So see this movie so that you can say that you've seen one of the worst films ever made.
Yeah, Breach or Anti-Life.
Yes.
It's probably called Breach now.
Yeah. The movie's so bad that it changed its name and did worse.
Yes. I don't understand it.
But yeah, so yeah, that was this episode. Next week, hopefully Kyle will be here. If not, we'll just do another one of these shitty ones. I doubt that it'll be as shitty as this one.
We'll leave Cal Trips if he's not back.
Yeah, yeah, that'll be my next step. I tried Bear Traps with you. I'm gonna have to try something new with him. But yeah, you can find this show wherever you get your podcast. But the best place to do that is gonna be where, Matt?
RumRunnersPodcastNetwork.com.
That is true. If you have a podcast and you would like to be part of a network, why not join ours? There is a contact form right on the bottom of the first page that says join the family. And you can join the family. You can have your network on our, or you can have your show on our network. You can have your network on our network. Fuck it. You have a bunch of shows, bring them over to our network. We're better.
I agree.
Yeah. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter, because Matt refuses to call it the other thing because it's dumb.
Yep.
But yeah, and it is at Dark Rum Podcast. And if you have any terrible movies along the same lines as this one that you'd like for us to see, or any spooky stuff that's happened in your life, any run-ins with cryptids, any abductions by aliens, or just some sexy Bigfoot fan fiction, who knows? You can send that in to us at darkrumstories@gmail.com. And always remember, much like this shitty movie, if you would like to have your very own sci-fi, horror, space opera adventure, you can craft something way better than Breach in our upcoming TTRPG, Void Madness. You can create whatever situation. You can have an alien stowaway on a ship that is taking over, and you can make it that the technology is smarter, the plot is better, the people are more engaging, your characters can be more interesting and not just alcoholic old men that don't want to be there. Mm-hmm. You can do all of this in Void Madness, our own custom setting, custom system, lots of fun. Follow us, sign up for our newsletter to stay up to date on the development. Just go to voidmadness.com. You can follow it on Instagram at Void Madness TTRPG. If you would like to take part in the current early access playtesting, you can email us at voidmadnessttrpg@gmail.com. But until the next time, everybody, watch this movie, because we should all feel this pain.
Yeah, and stay spooky.